Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Martin Kaymer wins the event in a three-hole playoff with Bubba Watson. That's 25-year-old Martin Kaymer. I'm wondering, he's one of many players in their 20s who appear to be at the top of their game. Are we seeing a youth movement now in the PGA that might last for decades to come?
I think we are. We were pretty close to having, besides Kaymer and Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson probably could have or should have been in the playoff. We were kind of hoping Rory McIlroy would make that last putt on the last hole. He's 21. He would have been in the playoff. We would have had a Fab Four of 20-somethings. It was exciting. It was a great tournament. And what these guys can do can be pretty exciting for golf.
Let me ask you about Dudley Johnson. Did you have an opportunity, that is to say the media, to visit with him afterward and describe for us just briefly, undoubtedly, the heartache that he was feeling having grounded his club? It's against the rules in a sand trap that gave him a two-stroke penalty and knocked him out of a playoff possibility.
Well, he was dutifully, I don't know what the word is, chagrined, upset, disappointed. It wasn't so much that he didn't know the rule, although he admitted he didn't read the rule sheet. It was that with this big swarm of people there, and all he saw was a patch of dirt and some sand, he never even dawned on him that he was in a bunker. You don't normally have fans standing in bunkers. That just never happens anywhere. Whistling Straits is a one-of-a-kind place, and you can kind of see where maybe before he knew what hit him, he'd already ground his club in a bunker before he realized that's where he was.
Gary, last of all, let me ask you, you've covered so much golf in your career, more than 20 years of watching the best in the game. Where does this event rank?
I thought it was one of the best ones, most tension-filled finishes I can really remember in a long time, because we had at least six guys within one shot going the last couple holes, and you had, you know, and the real shame about Dustin Johnson's mistake was he made this unbelievably clutch birdie at 17, the hole that nobody was really making birdie on, and at 16, he probably hit the shot of the tournament. He's down in the weeds and the hay below the green, hits this pop-up shot, a blind shot up the green, and it runs up to a foot to make a birdie there, that two of the great shots up the week. It was one for the ages, it really was. And on top of that, you got Whistling Straits looking great on TV. I mean, it's surreal. It was one of the best PGAs of the last 20 years, for sure.
Gary Van Sickle, thank you so much for joining us these last days of the PGA Championship. It's been a pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks, Bob.